It's Tuesday, the 1st of July, and it's time to get your gaming grin on with the Gaming Grin Grincast. Let's talk about games. Aaron.
Hi.
And Gurz.
Hello.
And I, as always, am Ace. Today we're not playing a game on twitch.tv/gamegrin, but we are live streaming this podcast. So thank you for joining us, everyone in the chat. And if you're listening to the recording, then why weren't you watching us, huh?
Maybe they weren't born yet.
Ooh. Words from the distant past.
Exactly.
Well, since we're just having a chat, I figured rather than free form and lots of silences, we could talk about replaying games. Because, you know, some of us replay games, some of us don't. Whoa. I want to hear what you two had to say on the matter.
What do you mean by replaying games, Ace?
That is, playing a game that you have played previously. Either completed it or, well, preferably completed it before starting a brand new game.
I suppose, yeah. How do you consider stuff like your save file got broken and then you started it over again? Or you stopped playing it for a while but then came back to it to, you know, finish off where you left off?
If you're starting from the start again, that'd be replaying. If you're resuming partway through, that's not really replaying. Myself, for instance, the last game I replayed was probably SteamWorld Dig 2. The one before that, SteamWorld Dig. Because this is actually going back months, because at the time, to get Xbox reward points, you had to get an achievement. And so I'd play SteamWorld Dig through to the end, and then SteamWorld Dig 2 through to the end until I hit an achievement, and then turn the game on.
Yeah.
What about yourself?
Most recently that I can think of is going back to replay something that I'd already felt that I had, finished my time with, was BlazBlue Continuum Shift Extend. This was months ago, possibly even starting it like a year ago when I did that on stream.
I've never heard of this game that you played on the Game Grin stream.
Yes. It's a fighting game that I first played on the Xbox 360 because my local library had a lot of 360 games. And I played it, I fell in love with it, and then I beat it, and then I wanted to play through it again on Steam because I had a copy, and I did that on stream, and it was a fun time. I guess I don't normally go through and replay games because I don't think I've properly replayed something since.
Well, as I said, SteamWorld Dig 2, that was months and months ago. I might be over a year. Gurz, what about you?
And off the top of my head, I don't really replay games very often.
Cough, Killer 7, cough, cough.
I mean, that's like a different difficulty level. That's like a different game mode that you unlock after beating the game once. So I'm not sure if that counts as replaying it.
True.
But regardless, I don't think I replay stuff often. Unless someone can correct me.
What do you think about playing games over again shortly after having beaten them the first time at a higher difficulty, Ace? Does that count as replaying a game?
Well, in Killer 7's case, as Gil said, it's a technically different game mode as well as higher difficulty, so that's, I suppose, not the same, but finishing a game and then replaying it like New Game Plus or something, then yeah, that'd be replaying it.
Oh, well, in that case, I have to change my answer. Because I was going back through Granblue Fantasy Relink about a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, on the hardest difficulty for the sake of clearing out the achievements. I don't think I'd normally consider that, because like the story mode is just part of the overall game, and I've still been like actively playing it. But I did go through the story mode again.
Yeah, I'd say replaying the story mode, even though you are playing the rest of the content, still you are playing the story.
And skipping most of the cutscenes this time.
Well, I did say playing and not watching.
True.
So, one of the questions that I'd wrote down as talking points was, how often do you replay your most replayed game? But none of us really replay games.
I do actually have an answer to that one, though.
Oh?
Yeah. I don't normally replay a lot of games, most because, you know, a lot of the games that I play, I go through slowly and, you know, just finish over time and try to get everything out of in my first playthrough. But there are a couple of exceptions. Probably in, you know, the case of my most replayed game would be Until Dawn. Because I love Until Dawn, and I really enjoy playing it with friends. I probably come back to it about once a year or so, typically more so just whenever I want to, like, go through it with a friend that I haven't gone through it with before, and I just, you know, like, hey, do you want to play Until Dawn? And then I play Until Dawn with them. And it takes, like, a couple days, but I love sharing that experience with other people. That's it's great. Like a social thing.
But Goz, is your answer, as I assumed, you don't really replay?
Again, not consciously.
I went through a stage of replaying the Saints Row games, except for the newest one, unfortunately. But Saints Row the Third, one of my favorite games, so I've replayed that multiple times. And I don't know if I'd class playing the remaster as replaying it. But that'd be, I think, playing through the remaster would be the last time that I played that, and that was going back a few years.
That is fair, yeah.
I'd need to look up when the remaster came out. And we're never going to get the Saints Row 2 remaster that we all wanted. Yes, even you people who've never played Saints Row 2.
I haven't finished Saints Row 2, but I'm like 51% complete with it. Does that count?
That counts as you haven't played it.
Yay!
So another one of my talking points is, did you used to replay games? And if you didn't, do you now replay them more?
Do NES games that are really short and are super difficult, so you can't really beat them, count?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, yeah.
I would say I did, because it's almost involuntary. I mean, you want to play games, but you have like two games on your NES, so you play the same two over and over, and you never beat them, really.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've started a playthrough of Aladdin or Mighty Morphin Power Rangers or Top Gear. And then when I got older, I eventually got to be able to start actually saving my games and making progress in them. But even then, I like was replaying a couple games, mostly Nancy Drew games, because, you know, those were the ones that, you know, were most commonly around. But yeah, I don't think outside of those, or you know, NES, Super NES games that you can't really save at. I don't think I did a lot of it back then.
Yeah, I have to admit, the older games without saves, they did get a lot more replay out of me. But even the more modern remasters, re-releases than remasters, of like the Sonic, classic Sonic games. I used to play those a lot, and I can't remember the last time I booted one of those up. So is there... Oh, go on.
One other thing that I think feels somewhat relevant there is there's a couple games that like I played when I was like in my teens that I have since come back to later on in college or after that for a variety of reasons. One big example that comes to mind is the Mass Effect series. I'd played them when I was younger, and partly because of wanting to have that, you know, romance with Tali, I chose a male Shep playthrough. And then years later, I couldn't keep going with that in the later games. And so I replayed again from the beginning with a much more comfortable femme Shep. And really enjoyed going back through it again. So that's fun.
But did you romance Tali?
I was not able to. I was playing on console and could not mod the game.
I recently got the Legendary Edition because it was on sale. It was like £3 or something. And I tried replaying it, but that probably won't happen because I'm falling into my old habits of modding the game instead of playing it.
I was discussing Skyrim with my wife last night, and the last time I tried playing Skyrim, I just 90% of my time was spent finding and downloading mods.
I mean, with Skyrim, yeah, that's pretty bad. There's not nearly as many mods for Mass Effect as for Skyrim, although there's a lot, and I think there's some people who are... I don't know if you're aware, but Nexus Mods, the biggest modding website, you can earn money with your mods. People download them, and the website gives you points that you can redeem for stuff.
I wasn't aware of that.
It's... I mean, you can also like set up a link where people can donate to you. If they want, it's voluntary. But yeah, also the website just gives pays the modders. Not, I mean, it's again, it's points that you can exchange for money. But yeah, so I think there's some modders who like do cosmetic stuff for Mass Effect regularly. Probably because of that. So there's definitely a modding scene still. And some big mods are getting updates.
Interesting.
That's definitely cool.
But for me, it's... I downloaded modding tools and started doing my own modifications. So in some way, that's worse. Because... game development is never ending pursuit of making something, and you're never quite satisfied with it. Well, I'm not.
Yeah, at some point you just have to ship it.
I mean, if it's easier if you have a producer and like they keep things on track, like what still needs to be done, what our goals are, how much time we have. Yeah, and they'll say, no, don't stop working on this, work on this now. This is finished. We're moving on.
Okay, my last talking point is, what stops you from replaying the games you're playing?
Well, typically I find that, you know, I need to hydrate, stretch, and check my posture, and that keeps me from replaying games. Can't replay games if I'm hydrating, stretching, and making sure my posture is in tip-top shape. Don't you find that to be true, Ace?
I agree. But other than that?
I mean, for one thing, I sometimes feel like there's so many games to play that I haven't finished or haven't started yet that, like, as much as there are games that I, you know, would want to go back to at some point, there's also just so many that I would feel a little guilty going back to these games instead of trying out newer things.
That's fair. And goes?
Yeah, I think also hold that sentiment. But my first thought was that I can't think of an example for myself, but there's definitely an issue with old games not being playable on newer systems, or just not being available at all on whatever your platform is. A few years ago, I tried to replay Thief the Dark Project. I got to third or second mission, and it would just keep crashing on the same point. And like I did attempt to fix it. I did attempt community patches and stuff like that, but it just wouldn't work for me.
That's a shame. I know Deus Ex 2. I spent a couple of years unable to play it because something about Windows 10 didn't agree with it. And then one day it was like, yeah, now it's going to work. For no reason. And then shortly after that, a community patch was brought out. So, fun. But, my issue is I can't really get into a game story that I know everything that's going to happen. For some reason, Saints Row is the exception to that, because I've replayed those games so many multiple times and still enjoy them, even though I know exactly what's going to happen at each beat. But Persona 5, when I finished it, I honestly felt, yeah, I want to replay this as New Game Plus. I want to do more of the social link stuff. I've never touched it again. And I finished that. When did Royal come out? Because it was before that.
Well, Persona is a time investment. Like, yeah, time investment.
My first run took over 100 hours.
Yeah, mine too. But as I said, I genuinely wanted to replay it in a New Game Plus. And then every time I think about it, I'm like, well, yeah, I know what's going to happen. Why?
Yeah.
Am I going to enjoy it as much?
Heck, I played a bit of the game again in New Game Plus, and a little bit in Royal as well. I was skipping through so many scenes, and honestly, it was kind of fun a little bit to just sort of be so overpowered, but there is a lot of stuff that's a little boring on your second time through.
Right.
And admittedly, the whole time there, I was trying to go through my second playthrough because I'd accidentally missed a couple of personas towards the end of the game, and wanted to make sure I got back to them to get an achievement finished, but I didn't wind up getting up to that point just because it just wasn't very fun the second time through. I already built my characters up to, you know, as strong as they were going to be.
Yes, that's interesting. As I said, I don't know why Saints Row still appeals to me. I actually replayed Yakuza 0 to get the one achievement to get some Xbox points as well. But this was before Steam World Dig. And I still enjoyed the heck out of it. I'd played it on PC before, so replaying it on consoles, I still enjoyed it, even though I was skipping some of the longer cutscenes, because the cutscenes in Yakuza, well, Like a Dragon games do tend to go on a bit, so long so that your controller will go to sleep. But yeah, honestly, I can't think of anywhere else to go with this topic. Either of you, anything else you'd like to discuss? Or shall we just talk about Gauze's stream cheese?
It's a good cheese. Are there any games in particular that, like, right now, you have an itching to replay?
No, I was thinking before the pod whether there's anything that I'd like to replay, but nothing that I've played recently has, stuck out to me. How about yourself?
I set up, like, a Steam little collection of games that I would love to get back to on like a rainy day or something. And there's some stuff on there that, you know, does look appealing for like another playthrough at the moment. Like, I wouldn't mind going through Tales from the Borderlands again or Henry Stickmin Collection.
Of course, has this discussion ignited any desire to replay a game in you?
Definitely not. Fuck her playing games. I'll never do it.
Then why did you buy Mass Effect?
Because I wanted to.
Yay, Mass Effect!
I mean, technically I'm replaying Divinity 2 on stream right now. But, it's been a while. So I don't remember a lot about it.
Well, everyone, make sure you tune in for future streams of that from Gauze. But this about brings us to the end of this podcast. Thank you for joining me, Aaron and Gauze.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge, or of course, check out our writings on GameGrim.com. And until next time, game on.
Gauze cheese! Gauze cheese! Throw the cheese!